You know how Southern food is center stage right now. You know, there's a group of young chefs who are digging into old tastes and nearly extinct plants that made them possible. Well, we hear about the cooks, but we rarely hear about the two men who stand behind those cooks. Glenn Roberts and Dr. David Shields hunt those supposedly lost melons and rices and beans, and they plant them to save their flavors, their genes, and their traditions. Glenn Roberts is founder of Anson Mills. Dr. David Shields is professor of Southern Letters at the University of South Carolina. Glenn, David, good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Yes, it's wonderful.
So tell me what you two are up to. What are you doing?
We are trying to bring back into the fields of the United States the greatest plants that were available in terms of classic American cuisine and particularly in terms of Southern cuisine.
Are these basically almost extinct? I mean, I've heard that there are things that you just can't bring back because they no longer exist.
That's true. There are quite a number of things, particularly in terms of strawberries and fruits, that have been lost forever. But a surprising number of things have survived. You know, if something is truly good, someone somewhere who's a true believer will keep it going in their family garden for generations.
So, Glenn, what kinds of things are you working with? What have you discovered so far?
Well, you have to think about prowling around in the countryside the way I do it and finding things that used to be on the table that have gone feral and bringing them back. This is true with sea island red peas, the cowpeas of our area. Mm-hmm. You go poking around the woods and they're still out there wild occasionally, and you bring them back and redomesticate them.
What do they taste
in
like?
The massive amounts of deep, rich, meaty flavors with lots of minerality. Some of them have the moniker iron peas. For that very reason. And they draw you in. It's the classic Southern red gravy pea.
So some of the other foods that you've brought back already.
We have discovered within the last year the ancestral peanut of the South, the Carolina African runner peanut, which was thought to have been extinct in the 1950s. But this was the first one brought by the slaves from West Africa in the 17th century, and maintained in the freezer of a peanut breeder from North Carolina State University, collected sometime in the 1920s or 30s.
Oh, my goodness. So you found it in an old freezer?
Well, I didn't actually go into the freezer myself. over a phone call, I asked if he had this thing there, and he checked his card catalog and said, well, I have a Carolina number 4 and a Carolina number 8. And I nearly dropped out of my chair when he said that. We'd been looking for 5 years for this.
Oh, my. Glenn, are these plants perhaps going to be plants that are going to be side by side with commercially grown produce?
That's a great question. I think that the stress tolerance, which is a nice way to say that, is built into all these very old, what we call heirloom heritage and probably more specifically land race, all one word, means farmer improved. They have a lot of stress tolerance built into them. They'll take a drought. They'll take too much rain. They'll take a freeze. The Bradford melon that David's been working on for 2.5 years with the Bradford family, they made their melons while our governor was declaring a disaster for South Carolina agriculture. Those melons were tolerant of all this rain, where most of the melons exploded in the field elsewhere.
Wow. It seems between the locavore movement, the concerns over biodiversity, and then the fact there are so many Southern chefs who have become, if you know, hot, it just seems everything has come together, the perfect storm, so to speak.
I think there's a great sympathy, and one of the things that we really look forward to is when the home cook embraces what they've tasted out in the restaurant and starts looking for these ingredients. I think a lot of people want to participate, and there is something about growing food yourself, knowing that it is the right seed, that the soil has been treated well, that it isn't just a supplementation of chemicals on it,
right.
but the actual taste of the place that you're putting into your mouth. That's really important.
Oh. David Shields, Glenn Roberts, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, and thank you for having us.
Thank you, Lynn.
Dr. David Shields is McClintock Professor of Southern Letters at the University of South Carolina. Glenn Roberts is founder of Anson Mills. Now, for information on their work, go to the website, splendidtable.org.